I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Last year, I read Roxane Gay's powerful memoir, Hunger, in which she tells her story of being raped as a teenager. The attack was something Gay kept secret for years, and she tracks the correlation between that violence and her ensuing obesity, or what she describes as her, quote, unruly body. The whole time I was riveted by hunger, I urged others to read the book, because it lays bare the way girls and women are made to carry the shame of the violence perpetrated against them, and because it calls out the ways our culture discriminates against and even punishes the obese. But I wanted others to read the book for another reason, too. It felt imperative to me that more people let Gay's story speak to them, as it inevitably would. Willfully, I was imagining a plane of the universe occupied by something like the collective heart, where, though I don't know you and you don't know me, your burden might become mine too, and we might move through our lives shouldering something together. I hear some of this willingness to claim a connection to strangers in today's poem, entitled If They Come For Us, by poet Fatima Asker. But there's something more going on than just random empathy. Specifically, the poem contemplates identity in a culture of Islamophobia, claiming a sense of kinship and shared vulnerability with others. If They Come For Us, by Fatima Asker. These are my people, and I find them on the street and shadow, through any wild, all wild, my people, a dance of strangers in my blood, the old woman's sari dissolving to wind, Bindi a new moon on her forehead. I claim her, my kin, and so the star of her to my breast, the toddler dangling from stroller, hair a fountain of dandelion seed at the bakery. I claim them too, the Sikh uncle at the airport who apologizes for the pat-down, the Muslim man who abandons his car at the traffic light, drops to his knees at the call of the azan, and the Muslim man who drinks good whiskey at the start of Maghrib, the lone Kala at the park pairing her kurta with Crocs. My people, my people. I can't be lost when I see you. My compass is brown and gold and blood. My compass, a Muslim teenager, snapback and high tops gracing the subway platform. Mashallah, I claim them all. My country is made in my people's image. If they come for you, they come for me, too. In the dead of winter, a flock of aunties step out on the sand, their dupattas turn to ocean. A colony of uncles grind their palms, and 1,000 jasmines bell the air. My people, I follow you like constellations. We hear glass smashing the street, and the nights opening dark. Our names, this country's wood for the fire, my people, the long years we've survived, the long years yet to come. I see you map my sky, the light your lantern long ahead. And I follow, I follow. The Slowdown is written by me, Tracy K. Smith. It is produced by Jennifer Lai with Tracy Mumford. Our music is by Alexis Cuadrado. Engineering by Corey Schreppel.
Happy Poetry Month. listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.